best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
Woodstock 50 might be canceled, but it also might not be canceled. There are now conflicting reports about whether the 50th anniversary event is still happening. So the marketing firm, Denitsu, I don't even going to try to pronounce
it,
a fancy marketing firm that was financing the festival, told Billboard that the festival was canceled, saying they didn't think they could pull off the three-day event in a safe manner.
Billboard published that. We even grabbed it and put it on KCMQ.com.
The administrator of the county the festival was supposed to take place Toll was quoted and saying, "I've been notified that the event is canceled at this point."
Wow.
But, hard but, organizers for Woodstock 50 denied that the festival has been canceled and said that they would seek a legal remedy. And Michael Lang, from the original Woodstock, promoter of the event, told the New York Times that the marketing executives do not have the right to cancel the festival.
Interesting.
That it's not theirs. They're just the financial backing behind it. They can pull their money.
Right.
But you can't cancel the concert. Yeah. That's not your call to make.
Huh. But
so
without the
what
money,
the hell is happening? So that means I won't have a chance to see Jay-Z and Miley Cyrus and Imagine Dragons and someone named Halsey at Woodstock 50? I'm losing my mind.
Someone named Halsey. Ouch.
Who is that?
Ouch. I said some top 40 artist. She was on SNL a couple weeks ago. She posted.
I mean, this has been a disaster from the beginning. Like, what is this dude doing?
I don't know. It seems like you're just trying to force it because Woodstock was such an iconic event, and you're saying to yourself, it's the 50th anniversary. We need to do something.
Well, that's the thing that frustrates me. It's not like the Fyre Festival that they tried to put together in 3 months. You had 50 years, bro.
That's a good point.
50 years.
That's a really good point.
To plan this. And you can't pull it off. It's supposed to happen in July. This is going to be a disaster.
Oh, man. I mean, I would argue giant red flag. So, I mean, even if it's not actually canceled, if the promoter is fighting for no, they can't make that call, it's not canceled, huge red flag with this story coming out.
I also read somewhere that all the artists have already been paid.
Wow. Well, okay, all right. So, I mean, you got that, right? But, I mean, I guess if your financial backer just backed out, are they getting paid? Like,
well, they've already spent like $30 million on it.
I guess if they've already received their money, then
They've been paid.
Yeah.
You've been booked. You've been paid. I mean, you think Jay-Z gets paid after a concert?
No, God.
You're out of your bleeping mind.
Absolutely not.
That dude's got his check.
Yeah.
I don't know. Part of me just doesn't care. Part of me, like, good for you, Michael Lang. Way to turn this into a dumpster fire. You had 50 years to work this out, and you can't. You couldn't even have it at the original location. And the original location is still doing their free thing that sounds amazing with museum pieces and doing a documentary showing and having Santana and a couple other people play. Ringo's going to be there.
Yeah.
Like, man, they got it down. And then you got this Yahoo that was the original promoter. Don't know what the hell he's doing.
So we have the original story from Billboard of Woodstock being canceled up now at KCMQ.com. We need to revise it for the new information that we received this morning.
Or do we?
I don't know. That's a good question. That's a good point. Yeah.
I still think it's canceled.
But if you want to see what we got, KCMQ.com under the music news tab.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's top of the hour shower thoughts.
There was a time when saying Romeo and Juliet both die was a pretty massive spoiler.
Do you ever think how bad it would suck if our teeth kept growing and had to be cut or trimmed like fingernails? Right? Brutal.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
According to a new study, a lot of Americans are lying about their vacations.
Lying about their vacations?
I know, right? When there's so many other better things to lie about.
Okay, that's
like
not
the baby's yours.
What?
You're going to lie about vacations? Why? Save your lies for better stuff. Okay. A new study found that around 14% of Americans have lied about their vacations.
That's crazy to me.
So they cited the reason for lying being embarrassed, the desire to seem well-traveled, and the hope of impressing someone as the main reason behind their lies.
So are you taking vacations for you to relax, or are you taking vacations so that you can brag about it to people later?
It's 2019, man. You take vacations for the gram, bro.
For the gram. Instagram.
For your old fuddy-duddies. That's what the cool kids call Instagram.
Is that right?
Or for the chats.
The chats.
The Snapchats.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why we vacation.
Man, you sound so hip right now.
Oh, man. My hair's just automatically pulled up to a man bun. I didn't even do it myself. I just said gram and chat, and suddenly my hair was in a man bun. That's incredible how that works. In addition, 2/3 surveyed have also lied about their experiences with the weather, quality of accommodation, and amount of sightseeing done. That would piss me off.
That's a fine line that you're dancing there, because on the one hand, you might just think, oh no, I'm just trying to embellish my trip to make it sound cooler than it actually was. But you also could be recommending this to somebody.
Oh no, when you came back from your trip to Mexico and talking about the resort, the all-inclusive place you stayed, if you gave me a line talking about how amazing it was just so I thought you were cool because you were to Mexico and I decided to go and it was awful, I would be pissed. I would be very, very mad. I'm like, dude, you talked about this for like a month.
Right.
I went down there and it gave me diarrhea. What are you doing?
Okay, wow. No, okay. Number one, it definitely didn't do that. And number two, to be very clear, I said, it was okay. That's how I described my vacation.
To be fair, you did.
Yeah. It was okay.
Travelers from the U.S. also lied about the amount of alcohol consumed and how much money they spent. And another 68% said they told someone they enjoyed their vacation more than they actually did. And 52% revealed they wouldn't tell anyone if their trip was a disaster.
See, I can understand that. You mentioned it earlier of us embarrassment. Because if your trip failed and it just got flushed down the toilet, I mean, a lot of these, especially if you're traveling, you're dropping a lot of money. And so a lot of that money just got thrown away.
You just got to own it. My 40th birthday trip to the North Fork of the White was miserable. It was awful. It was one of the worst experiences I've had on a stream. It was one of the worst experiences I've had in Missouri outdoors. But it was so bad, it became comical. I mean, I lost all my fishing poles.
Yeah, yeah.
I flipped the canoe.
You did.
It was terrible. But yet, I didn't come back and be like, oh man, it was so amazing. Oh, my 40th is everything I wished for. No, it was so bad, it was comical, and that made for a better story. But the most surprising finding was that 10% admitted to posting a fake picture on social media to reinforce the lie that they were telling.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
So what happens? You get home and don't like some of the pictures, so then you gotta dip your toes in the kitty litter to make it look like you're back on the beach?
Oh, God, no.
That's not a seashell in there, kids.
Oh, God, no.
What the? Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
A woman accused her boyfriend of cheating and then stripped off all her clothes and began dancing and shouting at a Utah strip mall. Now, in her defense, it is called a strip mall.
That's not, no.
That's not what it means?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my bad.
Today is National Honesty Day, so go forth and tell everyone what you really think. It will definitely not have consequences later.
I live my day every day on National Honesty Day.
I thought of you immediately when I found out today was National Honesty Day. I was like, oh, God, that's just shit.
I don't need a day. That's how I live my life. And finally, experts say selfies are as bad for you, as bad for your skin, as smoking and tanning. In a related story, Kim Kardashian's face just fell off.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag with Shags and Trevor podcast.
We're going to break the first rule of Facebook Fight Club.
Facebook Fight Club?
And that's talking about Facebook Fight Club. We have 4 tips to help you survive Facebook Fight Club. Number 4, be okay with not always having the last word.
Can we define Facebook Fight Club, please? What is this?
It's called social media. That's all anybody does on it. They fight each other. Oh, they bitch and moan.
Just
they
the comment section.
They call each other names.
Got it.
The comment section of Facebook.
Got it.
Facebook
okay.
Fight Club.
Fantastic. Wonderful.
The four tips for fighting during Facebook Fight Club. Be okay with not always having the last word. If you have something to say, say it and then move on. The most annoying thing about Facebook fights are the ones that won't end.
It's awkward. That's true, yes.
Fatality.
Good.
Number three, third tip for surviving Facebook Fight Club. Remember to value your time and energy. Have you ever posted a comment and then thought about it all day? Well, guess what? Usually it's just you putting more energy into that than any other person.
Yeah.
You're the one sulking over that comment, no one else.
True.
Number two tip for Facebook Fight Club.
Keep it light and clever. Dude, go for the quick jab, not necessarily the haymaker every time.
Don't just spew hate.
Right, good.
If you put pressure on yourself to be witty or funny, it gives you an extra minute to stop and consider why you're commenting in the first place.
True, yeah. And maybe in that minute, you'll realize that you shouldn't just comment at all. Just don't even do it.
And the number one rule to dominate Facebook Fight Club, determine your motivation.
Okay.
Stop and ask yourself, why am I doing this?
Yes, yes.
Why am I commenting?
Do that.
Because once you think it through, you might realize it is not worth it. Are you really going to convince anyone? Can you really win in Facebook Fight Club?
Right, okay, so...
There are no winners in this Facebook Fight Club.
You seem very knowledgeable. I mean, how you said it earlier, how many fight clubs are you a part of?
15.
15?
No, not now. It's 13.
What? Because you talked about it?
I lost two fight clubs because I mentioned that I was in a couple of them.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That absolutely makes sense.
Facebook Fight Club!
Aha moments in the morning. It's top of the hour shower thoughts with the Morning Shag.
Pie is just fruit ravioli.
There are more Panda Expresses in the world than actual pandas. Look it up. It's sad. I'll take a number five, by the way.
Okay, Patton. Shower thoughts with Lee Tire Company. Surround and Rubber Lee sells it. LeeTireCompany.com.
My God. Our societal standard when it comes to talking about sex blows my mind. We talked about this story earlier. The lawyers came rushing in. Everyone is losing their mind that we're so hung up on talking about sex. I don't understand it. We all do it. It's natural. But here is your lawyer warning. If you have kids in the car, why? They probably should be in school by now. You're being a bad parent.
That's okay.
Two,
wow. Okay. Jeez.
Drop them off somewhere because we're going to talk about something that includes a sex island.
Not all schools start before 8. But okay.
What?
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, no wonder Missouri ranks so poorly nationwide.
That's okay. All right.
In education. Okay. But that's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm here to try to tiptoe and walk on eggshells so I don't upset Trevor and the lawyers when I talk about a unique event where you could pay $6,000 and have unlimited sex with your pick of 100 women in an alcohol and marijuana-friendly environment.
Titled Sex Island.
Sex Island.
Yes.
Because it used to be on an actual island. It was in like Venezuela off the coast of there in the Caribbean one year, but this year it's coming to the States, bro. USA.
Yeah.
USA. Yeah. That it's taking place in Nevada, where escort services are legal. It's an undisclosed location somewhere in Las Vegas. Now you might be thinking, oh, this is only just for gross, old, fat, rich guys. You're wrong. Couples are welcome.
Okay, well, that doesn't mean that.
$6,000.
I do believe the vast majority of people who will be attending this, who will be paying for admission into this place, are going to be gross, old, fat guys.
Well, the fiancé does have a birthday coming up.
That's okay. Wow.
According to the website, guests will be picked up by a private helicopter at the Las Vegas International Airport and taken to a secret sex-y location.
Right. Yeah. Good.
This just sounds too good to be true. It continues. that there are 50 tickets for 50 guests, and each ticket includes the company of two beautiful girls each day for unlimited amount of sex during the four-day trip.
Wow.
Now, for some of you that may want to be fuddy-duddies, but still want to participate in the trip, you're in luck, because there's more to do than just bang it out on Sex Island.
Oh, good. Okay. There's activities.
I just got a text. The fiance was probably listening.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Sorry, sweetheart. It includes horseback riding, casino tours, even a poker tournament.
Sure, sure. Yeah, yeah. I mean, and you can do all that other stuff, you know, and not have to pay $6,000 and go to a place called Sex Island. I'm just saying. Oh, gosh. What was the text?
Simply says no.
Yep. That's that sounds about right. That sounds about right.
Oh, you can see the story if you change your mind, darling.
Nope,
it's on our Facebook page. KCMQ Morning Shag.
It's pretty gross.
Oh, I'm never going to hear the end of this one.
No, you will not.
Whoops.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Billboard magazine recently released the list of the 50 best songs by Chicago. So in other words, someone at Billboard magazine spent a lot of time in an elevator.
Disneyland will limit visitors to the new Star Wars Galaxy's Edge to just 4 hours. Guests who exceed that time will be threatened with spoilers.
And finally, a study finds that ball pits are filled with bacteria that causes diseases. And then Charlie Sheen was politely asked to leave.
Oh, God.
Follow Shags and Trevor on their Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag and KCMQ.com. Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast.
I'm terrified right now. Like, I am literally shaking because I didn't want to talk about this. I put this off for well over a week, but the suits came to me and said, this is local content. It's talking about the Chiefs. We need to bring it up. And I go, do you not believe in curses? Do you not believe in superstition? When I played basketball in college, I would wear the same dirty underwear and socks if we were on a winning streak. I wouldn't wash them.
That's disgusting.
Wouldn't wash them. But I have to bring it up. Trevor, you're a non-believer.
I'm not. Yeah, I don't believe in curses. I'm not superstitious. All these things. So if you'd like, I can just handle the meat of this.
It's terrifying to me. I don't even want it to come out of my mouth.
You know, I'll take you under my wing here. We'll do this together. Here we go. All right. So there's a video game. It's Madden. Very popular. They usually have a NFL player don the cover of the video game.
Mm-hmm.
There is a thing called the Madden curse.
Yep.
The Madden curse means whoever is on the cover the next season, something bad is going to happen to them.
72% of all players that have been on the cover of the Madden video game since 2001 have either had an injury or something happened where they missed significant amount of time, or some of them, their season was over.
Something bad happens. 72% apparently this has happened too. This is the Madden curse. The reason we bring this up now, the reason why Shags is so nervous, is because Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes is on the cover of Madden 20.
Why? Why?
So, he doesn't want to push it anymore. He doesn't want to bring it up to hopefully that it just kind of dissipates and nothing bad happens. I mean, can think of it in this way. Yes, so 72% have had something happen. 28% have been fine. I know that doesn't sound great.
No, it doesn't sound good at all.
28% have been fine.
He was the NFL's MVP and Offensive Player of the Year last year.
It makes sense. Like, that's why they wanted him on the cover. It totally makes sense.
This is terrifying. Now, you can pre-order the game. It's got a lot of cool bonuses. So it sounds like, yeah, if you want to get it, you probably should pre-order it because it's worth it. But come on, man. Come on!
Think of it in these terms. Okay, so last season was Antonio Brown. He was on the cover of Madden. I mean, did anything significant happen to Antonio Brown?
Well, how about the Pittsburgh Steelers? Their whole season was just a cursed season.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Players not showing up, not wanting to play. Antonio Brown sat out a game and said, nope, I don't want to play for this program anymore.
Right, okay.
So one
right.
could argue that some really bad stuff happened to the team when he was on the cover.
All right. I mean, again, things happen, right? This is football. Tom Brady was on the cover before that.
Well, everyone knows Tom Brady is Satan himself.
Wow.
So
okay.
Curses that's... don't affect.
he's eviler than the curse of that is the Madden curse.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, it can't harm him because he's worse than the Madden curse. We're not big Patriot fans, if you can tell.
As of right now, 61% of Missouri says they do not believe in the curse that Patrick Mahomes will still be a baller this season. You can take the poll on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag.
There's too many variables in this, all right? There's no such thing as curses, all right? This is a violent sport. This is a sport where people get hurt all the time, whether they don on a video game cover or not, okay? Like things happen.
Just keep in mind that I didn't want to do this. I tried to fight it, and I am terrified.
Okay. It has been noted in the official... Lawyers, please note this in the official record. Shags had nothing to do with this.
Thank you.
And that nobody cares.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
Slapping one side of someone's hand is a punishment. Slapping the other side is a reward.
Rubbing sugar in your enemy's wounds to encourage infection is way more diabolical than rubbing salt in their wounds.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeeStireCompany.com.
It's finally here. I'm so excited. I can barely control myself. I have goosebumps. It's been over a year that I've been waiting for this, and it's Mullets in May 2019. Finally, Mullets in May. And if you're rocking a sweet-ass mullet, much like myself, you'll have a chance to win VIP access to the Morning Shag Birthday Bash. You'll be able to announce one of the bands on stage, hang out with Trevor and I. You'll also score free haircuts for a year. It all starts on Monday, but we're here to get you primed and ready to go, asking if mullets had a theme song, what would it be? That if you had a mullet and walked into a room, what song would just blare from the speakers as you slow motion walked, making your appearance?
Oh
first,
my gosh.
I really just thought it would be Warrant's Cherry Pie.
She's my cherry pie. Cool drink of water, such a sweet surprise. Tastes so good, make a grown man cry. Sweet cherry pie, yeah.
Oh, just imagine that slow motion walk. The breeze.
Why is it
in
slow
your,
motion? Why is
because I have a mullet and that it slows down time.
I see. And that's my mistake.
Now, originally, that's what I thought until Rod reminded me of a little artist called Bella and their song "Real American."
Oh my god.
It's a fight for our lives.
Good, good.
I really like that one.
See, now, I'm not a big fan of the mullet. I don't have a mullet, but...
You just can't grow one.
That's not true. If there was... Just definitely won't. If there was one song in my head that would be a theme song, it has to be hair metal, and Whitesnake is one of the best hair metal bands of all time. And Here I Go Again actually makes some sense. You're alone. Nobody else is following you because it's a mullet. Weirdly, you know. You feel comfortable.
Like a drifter, I was born to walk alone.
Again, the alone. And then this part.
And I've made up my mind. I ain't wasting no more time.
It kind of fits, right?
Well, that's because we're trendsetters.
Is that it?
We're
is
not afraid
it?
Of the rules. We're here to break them.
Oh, gosh.
We'll take the path lest walked upon, because that is the life of a mullet man.
Oh, God, mullet man, don't say that.
Now, Rick did come up with a very good one, a very, very good one of a mullet theme song would be...
Oh, he doesn't even have a mullet, he's bald.
Yeah. Well, so am I. But I can still grow it in the back. We all can still grow it in the back. You never lose that hair. That's right, said Fred with "I'm Too Sexy."
Yikes! Yeah, that's one choice that you could make. That is true. Let's go to the phones, KCMQ.
I don't see how it could possibly be anything but "The Stroke" by Billy Squier.
Okay, why The Stroke by Billy Squire?
Because when you vision The Stroke, you see a picture of a guy with a mullet in a denim jacket rolling up in a Pontiac Trans Am.
I'm stroking my mullet right now.
All right, yikes.
There you go, stroke it.
That's gross.
I would just be terrified of that song because when I come to a room and everyone turns their head and goes, "Oh, who's that with that hair?"
Oh, don't.
And
no.
If the stroke is going on, I'm afraid it would just cause mass chaos that everyone would run at me wanting to stroke my hair.
I think your ego is getting the better of you here.
I'm just telling you what happens in my everyday life.
Your delusion is, I think, where that is.
Don't try to go to Hy-Vee with me. It gets insane.
KSMQ.
Hey, I think a great song from Aerosmith would be "Dude Looks Like a Lady."
Yes!
Sorry, Shag. Sorry, Shag.
I'm taking that as a compliment. You don't have to be sorry.
That's the one. This is the one.
Celebrate mullets in May on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag. If mullets had a theme song, what would it be?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Bernie Sanders thinks Disney should use the profits from Avengers Endgame to pay their workers better. Or at least buy Donald Duck some freaking pants.
Right.
Tired of staring at that tail feather, you pervert.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson turns 47 today. It's an easy age to remember since that's also the number of movies he'll be coming out with this summer.
That's true. And Billy Joel's neighbors are really upset that he keeps using a helicopter. Apparently, they've never seen him drive.
Okay, wow. That's
a sick burn.
Oh my gosh.
Does everybody know what time it is?
For the first time ever.
At the same time.
Shags and Trevor on your schedule. I was getting late. The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast.
Oh, good news for all you winos out there that like sucking off the old moon bag that... You never heard the moon bag?
I have, but I've never heard of
if you're not
sucking
familiar,
off the old moon bag.
If you're not familiar with sucking off the old moon bag, it's when you go get boxed wine
right. And
you rip the bag out of the box and you just carry that around. That's always called the moon bag.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Wine kills germs that cause sore throats and dental plaque, according to an awesome new study.
Really?
Apparently wine is a fantastic disinfectant for bad mouth germs. It's just another reason why we should all be drinking some of the good stuff on a regular basis.
In moderation, of course. In moderation.
Well, it depends on how filthy your mouth is. Okay. You might need some more in moderation.
Well, in that case, you probably would have to drink the most of anyone.
And that's why I do.
Okay,
so it's due to a number of organic compounds found in both red and white. But, of course, the red is always better, even in this situation.
Okay.
That in all studies, they say red is better than white.
Now, it's interesting because you say that it gets sort of more plaque on your teeth and things, but doesn't red wine stain your teeth, too?
I mean, it might.
Is this a trade-off that you're going to have to live with?
I think you're going to have to. That they found that red wine kills 99.9% of dental bacterial and germs that cause sore throats.
So why are we having mouthwash anymore?
That's what I'm saying.
Why is that?
Why am I even brushing my teeth? I just need to red wine in the morning, and then I'm on my way to work.
I think I would still brush my teeth. I would probably still use mouthwash. I don't know if I would supplement mouthwash for red wine, but it does seem like this would be a nice little, maybe instead of in the afternoon and doing a toothbrush and a mouth rinse, just maybe a glass of wine.
Because we had a couple of people here at work that bring their toothbrush in and brush their teeth throughout the day.
Yes.
Which one is creepy?
They're sales reps. Like they're going out and meeting with clients.
It's not all sales reps. It's some of the people on our dirty side of the building too.
Fantastic.
That it's like, come on, man. I don't want to see your toothbrush in the bathroom. It grosses me out for some reason because I know it's been in your mouth. So maybe what I'll do instead is I'll just start putting up little wino bottles around.
Yeah.
I'll just take their toothbrush and throw it away and replace it with a wine bottle for them. We all win in that situation.
I'm sure that they would be highly confused.
I get rid of your filthy work brush, and you get a shooter of some Red-O.
Some Red-O?
Some Red-O.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, I call it all sorts of stuff, man. Moon bags,
sucking off
Red-Os.
The moon bag from a Red-O.
Give me a little of that moon bag.
Why not?
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
Coffee makes you hyper, but coffee shops are designed for people to chill, whereas alcohol is a depressant, but bars and clubs are designed for people to be energetic.
Eating fast food alone feels unhealthier than eating fast food with friends.
It's true. Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
Now, I'm sure everyone already knows this, so please forgive me if I'm telling you old news, but today is National Baby Day.
Oh, look at you, little baby.
I didn't know that.
May 2nd?
I had no idea.
Every year, man. National Baby Day.
Am I supposed to know that?
It's a celebration of babies.
Are we supposed to
know? The miracle of birth.
Okay, no, that's
celebrate
great.
Celebrate life.
Sure.
A new beginning.
I mean, everybody has a birthday. We don't do it enough then?
How dare you,
I'm
sir?
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, happy National Baby Day. So here at the Morning Shag, since both Trevor and I are childless, I thought it would be fun to ask if the Morning Shag had a baby, what would we name it?
And okay.
What would you name it?
I don't like
what
this.
What should we name it?
Automatically, I don't like this because now you're insinuating that you and I have a child. And then, of course, that means we're in more of a relationship than our working professional acquaintance. And I don't know why you do this. Why do you always do this?
I agree. It's a non-sexual, heterosexual life mate type of situation. Right. But in the world of imagination, on baby day, what would we name our morning shag baby?
Oh my gosh.
I think I would name it Russell Cage Jr.
Oh, you would. You absolutely would.
If you're not familiar, Russell Cage is actually my real name that the FBI gave me when I had my stint in the Secret Service.
Russell Cage is a character he's come up with, which combines Kurt Russell and Nicolas Cage. Put those names together, and now he has Russell Cage, and then, of course, Junior would be our child.
Wouldn't that be... Oh, it's ours now.
This was your setup. This was your setup.
I thought
the
you were
child
just...
child of the morning shag.
I thought you were just going to be an absentee father.
Okay, come on, man. Are you serious?
Russell Cage Jr. That's adorable. Oh, Trevor, what would you name the morning shag baby?
I don't know. Like, this is such a weird concept. I'm already uncomfortable by it.
Well, man, everything makes you uncomfortable. I can't control that.
Everything you do
makes
me
uncomfortable. Name the damn baby already. What would you call it?
Good stuff. I don't know. Like, that's my affair. I mean,
it's better than Dairy Butt.
Is it when I don't know what to say, I'm just going to, good stuff.
Oh, so celebrate National Baby Day with us. If the morning shag had a baby, what would you name it? 1-800-455-1967. You can call or text or let us know on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag.
Remarkable.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Guy Fieri is getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Instead of using his hands for imprints, they'll be using his spiked frosted tips.
It's appropriate. A New York Giants fan won free season tickets for the next 100 years. He said he hopes that they turn into a winning team before they run out.
And finally, a new study says rich men are the most likely to have no idea what they're talking about. That's so unfortunate. It means I'm never going to be rich.
Come on.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
Can doing weed make you better at your workouts?
It doesn't make a lot of sense that it would.
A group of researchers, well, naturally from the University of Colorado, recently conducted a study in which they asked people in states where weed is legal about their workout habits and relation to the marijuana.
Mm.
And their findings, 80% of the people surveyed said they do weed an hour or less before working out.
Really?
Yeah, it seems pretty high.
Yeah, good. Yes, thank you.
While 2/3 said they ingest marijuana in various forms, both before and within 4 hours after their exercise session.
Is it because, like, for the workout itself, or is it just because they just want to get high when they want to get high? Like, or, you know, are the two not correlated?
I mean, it could be. It could be a combination of both. But what they found was people who incorporate marijuana into their workouts average 43 minutes more per week of exercise than those who don't.
Wow. Okay. I mean, that seems significant.
Now, 40% of those people surveyed said they felt that using weed before working out actually helped their performance.
Interesting.
Got them zoned in. And I mean,
in a mental state to better work out?
Because I do know, allegedly, some people that like to do that before they work out. They say it zones them in, and it helps with the tightness and the soreness of working out as well, that it kind of makes you feel all noodly and good, and you go out there and you pump some iron and you feel great afterwards.
Okay, now I mean, as the guy
allegedly
as the guy who has never smoked weed, I feel like from what I understand, it makes you want to eat and it makes you very lazy.
Easy there, Reefer Madness. Those are all very nasty, negative stereotypes that you're portraying on some of us that allegedly may partake.
That I also have seen people act after they have smoked weed. So it is based in something.
Well, that's what's cool about this study is it is breaking down stereotypes of those who smoke dope are just losers on their couch that don't do anything. That's not completely true. I'm sure there's a percentage. But according to this, there's a lot of people hitting up the gyms, sitting in spin class, stoned to the bone, bro.
I feel like that would just be crazy.
Can you imagine how amazing Jazzercise would be?
Oh, my. Yeah.
Oh, crank those sweet tunes.
Right?
I'm sweating to the oldies out here. This is amazing.
That could be a...
Thank you, Richard Simmons.
There it is.
This is a great soundtrack.
There it is.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
Being in a relationship is solving problems together. Problems you wouldn't have if you were single.
Has anyone else noticed that the Cinnamon Toast Crunch mascots are cannibals? They eat their own.
They do.
I respect it.
That's okay. Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. It's round and rubber. Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
Someone has heard my cries. Someone has answered my pleas. And that person is Taco Bell. Because they're coming out with a Taco Bell bikini just in time for summer.
You've been pleading for a Taco Bell bikini?
If you haven't seen me in a two-piece yet,
okay,
you are missing out, Trevor.
Nobody believe that.
I can rock a two-piece like no other, and I can't wait to try the Taco Bell hot sauce bikini package, baby.
Hot sauce, huh? It's gonna like the bikinis are gonna be like, are they made out of hot sauce packets or something?
They're designed with the sauce packet in mind.
Very good.
Yes.
Very good.
I'm gonna get spicy.
Okay. All right. All that aside, this is actually quite brilliant on Taco Bell's part. I mean, their packets their hot sauce packets have become its own piece of our culture. I'm serious. My wife like gets excited to read the little messages on all the hot sauce packets. We collect them. Like, we have a whole bunch of them at our house, and then she will put them on whatever she wants throughout the week. I mean, she loves the Taco Bell hot sauce.
I believe you. I'm not giggling about that. I'm just giggling about how my brain works. Because as soon as you said hot sauce packet, I was like, yeah, hot sauce packet right on the package. Perfect display for my bikini bottom.
Okay.
So Taco Bell has launched the new line of summer merchandise. And the lineup includes bikinis, pool floats, and towels with designs inspired by the restaurant's famous hot sauce packets. They're also going to be beach umbrellas and hats. And for some of you fellas that aren't as comfortable as I am rocking a two-piece this summer.
Gross.
There are some swimming trunks. Don't make me break character. I'm trying to be serious in the idea of me wearing a two-piece.
Right. I'm trying to be serious in this made-up character I'm building.
Swimming trunks and sauce packet bikinis are going for $60 a piece. The towels are $25.
Wow. I mean, like, they'll sell. I believe it. Like, I mean, I really think this is a brilliant move on Taco Bell's part, that there's going to be a passionate niche of people who are going to be like, yes, I want this, and they're going to buy them. They're going to buy them, and they're going to wear them all this summer.
I just hope they come in a D cup.
Okay,
I put a little weight on over the winter.
Okay.
I got to start working out again.
That is a horrible visual. Horrible.
Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast.
Oh my God, are you crazy?
Hear more from Shags and Trevor weekday mornings on Classic Rock 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.